We have a special group from UU Church from Geneva. So welcome you all. That's why we have full house. Tomorrow morning I'm going to be in your church. So that is the plan. So first we are going to meditate. So maybe 20 minutes. Please find the comfortable posture. Keep your back straight as much as you can. Gently close your eyes. Please listen to the bell. Take deep, long breath. And hold, then release, then relax your body and mind. Please do it 2 more times. One more time. Experience relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. Understand the meaning of each word clearly and deeply, then repeat it to yourself. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Just maintain that loving thought in your mind. If you know how to love yourself, it is much easier for you to love others. Therefore, in this moment, understand the power of self-caring, self-love. loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful, wishing them well, even they are difficult people. Think of them individually, by names. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. Mind wanders, that is the nature of the mind. Don't go against it, let it wander, but you can be a silent observer. When you are trying to control your mind, it doesn't work. Mindful observation is the most important practice. If you are distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, bring your attention back. Sometimes meditation seems to be difficult because our concentration is not well developed. It takes time. Therefore, be patient. If you want to change your posture, please change at any time. Be kind to your body. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice. Keep yourself well, happy, peaceful and balanced. Now you can make a wish for yourself, your family, your loved ones. If they need healing, blessings, this is the good time to think of them. Also, you can send your good thoughts to your departed ones if they need help. May peace be with you, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Choose loving kindness. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, now we don't have all the chanting books for everybody today, but we can try to share and chant, okay? So please turn. Everybody chant little loudly. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tati anicca vata saṅkhārā uppādavaya dhammino uppajjitvā nirujjanti tesaṃ upa samosuko Sabbe santa avera hontu. Sabbe santa abhya pajya hontu. Sabbe santa aniga hontu. Sabbe santa sukhi attanam pariharantu. Mano pubbang gama dhamma. Mano setta mano maya. Manasache padutena bhasativa karotiva. Tato nang dukkha manveti chakkang vavahato padang. Mano pubbang gama dhamma. Mano setta mano maya. Manasache pasannena bhasati va karoti va. Tato nang sukha manveti chayav anapaini. So, good morning, everybody. So, happy to see you all today, this beautiful Saturday morning. So, I know there are lots of children here today. So, therefore, I have to serve them too. So, therefore, first I'm going to tell a story. For this story for everybody, okay? Some people already heard this story before. But I'm going to make it a little bit American, that story. Then you can understand. So there was a beautiful kingdom, and in that kingdom there was a young king. He is very smart young king. Sometimes kings are not really smart always, but you know, they are doing some crazy stuff too. But anyway, this young man, he's a king, he's so smart and he's good human being. One day, this king had the invitation to go for a meeting, big conference. Then he addressed all the people working in the palace and said, I'm leaving for the day, but I will be at the palace in the evening until I return home, please taking care of all the jobs and responsibilities in the palace. Then everybody, very respectfully, they said, sure, king, we are going to take care of everything. So then everybody, you know, the king left. Now people are walking and working around the palace. So what is the chair king usually sit? What is we call? Throne. You can sit on the throne? No, right? But only king. So now they are dusting, cleaning and organizing everything in the palace in the morning. Then they saw tiny little bug sitting on king's chair. Okay? So usually nobody is sitting there, right? But this tiny little bug, very comfortable sitting on the king's chair. Then people have so much respect. That's the, you know, symbol of power of the king. But nobody sitting there. People were so sad and upset, and they tried to remove that little bug. Every time when people try to remove him, he get comfortable. Oh, it's good comfy chair, right? Then he's never, you know, he doesn't go away. But people kind of yelled at him. Now people are upset. Every time people use negative word and upset, this little bug getting more comfortable. Ooh, that sounds so wonderful. Comfy, cushiony, right? You know, he's so comfortable. Then people getting angry and mad. Then one person grab his shoe and throw at him. Sometimes we get mad, we do those kind of things and throw the, you know, the shoe. Then other person got mad, there was an umbrella. He grabbed the umbrella, throw at him, hit him. Every time people use negative words or negative action, then somebody watching this little bug getting bigger. So every time people use negative action or negative words, what happened? This little bug getting taller, 1 inch tall. There was a tiny little bug, now a little bit bigger guy there. Now, almost 1 hour they were fighting and trying to remove this bug. Now there was a humongous, giant, gigantic animal sitting on the throne. Now people have lots of fear. They don't know what to do. All the pots and pans and brooms and everything throw at him. They didn't have guns that time, right? I'm talking a long time ago. So anyway, otherwise you know what will happen in America. So anyway, now whole palace, they have to keep neat and organized for other meetings. King is returning home, but nothing happened. Whole palace is a big mess. Okay, now people don't have time to do other things. Now anyway, this wise king returning home in the evening, from the distance, he heard there was a loud sounds, voices, people are screaming, but he's a smart king. He's very smart, he has lots of patience, he walk into the palace, he look around. Sometime I come to the temple here, right, Rebecca knows really well, right, Rebecca? And I look around, if I see something, oh, something not right. You know, that's the nature of the leaders, right? So this king also look around, then he can see people didn't do nothing. Whole palace is a mess. Everybody is going crazy and lunatic. Then king asks, what's going on here? Then people answer, after you leave, there was a little bug sitting on your throne, We don't like it. We have so much respect for this chair. That means we are respecting you. Nobody cannot sit here. Then what happened? So we were trying to get rid of him, screaming at him, trying to push him away. Every time when we try to push him, he's getting more comfortable. Now still people are screaming at this. Now king is, oh, get out. So then king was kind of watching and observing. Then king realized every time when people are negative, and negative action, negative words, what will happen? This bug get comfortable and getting taller and taller and taller. Now what happened? King figured it out. What is exactly happening? Then right away, what king did? That's why we call that he is a smart king. Instead of screaming and yelling and be negative like other people, what king did? He kneeled in front of his throne and bowed to that humongous animal and said, thank you so much for coming to my palace. How wonderful. You are welcome. You are here. Did you have a coffee? If not, let's go to the Starbucks. Did you have lunch? If not, let's go to the Pizza Hut. So then he's so comfortable and his hospitality is so wonderful. He keeps trying to treat him with love and respect. Even whole palace is a mess. Then every time, then king said, if you want to stay overnight in the palace, I have a special bedroom for you. If you want to have a dinner with me, let's have a royal dinner with me. So he invited for every royal stuff for this animal. Then when we become so soft, wonderful, welcoming, patient, and all the good energies are there, then everybody watching and watching and watching, inch by inch, what will happen? This humongous animal shrinking down. Finally, he vanished. What is the wisdom behind the story? Kids, what is the wisdom behind the story? Okay, being nice. Okay, good. Being nice. Be nice. What else? Even adults?
Well, being mean to people isn't going to grow a better
person. Right, okay. Anything? Anything else? Anybody? Has a...
Wherever you place your energy, that's where it will grow. So mm-hmm. Focus on the negative.
Right.
How
beautiful, right? How beautiful that. That means, now I'm put over into perspective. Now in the morning, adults, after you wake up, sometime maybe you grab your phone. Then you are going and watching little news. What is happening? I do, right? Because why I do this? Because I'm a public person. And I have to know what is exactly happening around the world, about the war in Israel or whatever going on. And I keep you feel. If you see connected to that, then you copy that link, send to a friend. Always you want to share good things with other people. Always we do, right? If I see something good, always I'm sending to one of my good friends. Hey, look at this. It's very interesting. Now think about something negative. When you watch news or scrolling down on the phone, if you, not always, right? But sometimes you do. Certain things you do. Look what happened. Why you are sending that negative things to people? Sometimes you do. You become negative. Right after you become negative, you are sharing that negativity with other people. Maybe your intention is not to make other people negative, but you are telling people, look what happened. So sometimes when you are getting all those information, what is happening now, this whole world is a one little world now. It's become a village. Everybody within few minutes, we get all the news to our mind. So now you have an option, two options. One thing, getting all the negativities into your mind, suffer, get angry, get mad, and adding more negative energy to that fire. Oh, another thing I'm going to do. Oh my God, this world is crazy, but I don't want to be a part of that craziness. Even this morning, I check news and what is happening around the world. Then when I'm reading them, I feel a little sad. Then I thought to myself, my sadness doesn't help me. My sadness doesn't help somebody else. My sadness is really helping me or helping somebody else. I'm going to be sad rest of my life. I realize it doesn't work. So therefore, what is my job? Get the news, learn the lessons. Then I thought, today I have a very busy day. I have 3 events to do. Okay, this is my first one. So then I thought, even world is a big mess. What is my job? My job, go and serve in my neighborhood. So therefore, I travel around this neighborhood, wherever around, whatever things I had to do this day, I go and help and serve people. Or keep scrolling down my phone and get angry or mad and scream at other people. That's another option we can do. But I don't want to do that, my beautiful Saturday, like that. Then I realize I want to be myself. I want to take care of myself. Why am I getting this information? Because I cannot separate my life from this society. I'm a part of this society. I can be like a hermit. Certain people I meet, no idea what is happening in the world. If they are happy, I'm okay with that. My nature, I want to dig into the information. I like suffering. No, just kidding. You know, so why I say I like suffering, I have options. Get those information, suffer from it, or get the information, make my life better and help more people. That's what I am doing. Sometimes people don't want to know about those information, but my practice, my character, I want to know. Why I want to know? I want to know where I am at. When I don't deal with those challenging moments in the society, I don't see, I don't feel where is my practice. Makes sense? Sometimes people think, oh, I am perfectly doing good. But then people who say I am perfectly doing good, sometimes something crazy, something difficult happened, we can see they are perfectly doing well or not. Some people say, oh, I am practicing Bhante even before you born into this world. Some people, especially, you know, some members of the temple and some older members, I know that person is not here today. And so I am practicing meditation even before you born into this world. So when he say that, people can see, people feel there is no kindness and compassion is not there. Only thing in that word, that presentation exists, what is that? Attention and egotistical mind. So those people say, I'm doing so well in my practice, I'm practicing more than 50 years, even before you born into this world, but still they are same difficult, annoying people. If you see me, something like that, I'm so annoying and so difficult, what is your job?
Tell
me the truth. Tell me the truth. Oh, Bhante is so annoying, I never come to the temple again. That's what many people think, do. But that's not our noble practice, our noble qualities. If you see, don't think, oh, Bhante is the leader of the temple, don't worry about it. I'm okay. Maybe I get mad when you say that. If I get mad, you can tell, Bhante, that's not my problem. That's yours. So if I get mad, That's what I have to take care of. If I'm learning from it, that is my practice. So what is your job? Be honest and tell me the truth. So now, what is your job today? Your inner practice is the most important thing. Julie is here? Julie?
Yeah.
Okay, Julie. So I'm asking, for example, today, okay? Julie, and I need your help to do some groceries. What you are going to tell me?
Sure.
Sure. Then I'm asking somebody, I need a ride to airport. Gus, do you say?
I say sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Matt, I'm asking you, Matt, could you please meditate for me?
You're on your own.
Thank you. You cannot say yes, right? Whatever other physical things I'm asking for, you know, help, definitely, I know all of you come and help me. But if I'm asking you, hey, Matt, oh, Julie, oh, Gus, please meditate for me. I don't have time for today. Please meditate for me. Nobody cannot do it. So therefore, what I'm asking you today, your inner practice is most important thing for you. Nobody cannot help you. My mother, my father, my family, your family, nobody cannot help you. So therefore, when you go that inward journey, I am asking you, don't misunderstand my word, be selfish. So when you come to your inward practice, be selfish. Why is that? You cannot, other people cannot make you happy or unhappy. But all other things people can help. It's very interesting to observe that. Now more and more, yesterday somebody asked me, how long you are practicing as a monk? Then I said, almost 45 years I'm practicing as a monk. Then he said, he is going like that, what? 45 years? I said, I'm 45 years monkeying around. It's very interesting, right? So then after I answer that, you know, that's the true story, then I return home. Then I was thinking, the day I became a monk, turned into 11, now after 40 plus years later, when I'm looking my practice, looking at my practice, how do I feel about it? How do I feel about it? It is not like a roses, walking on the roses. No, it is not. It was challenging mentally, physically, emotionally. I go through all the challenges. Don't think become a monk is an easy life. It is not. I was, couple of times I felt, I don't like it, I hate it, I'm going to kill myself. And so that's what I felt. It is very challenging life. Now when age 11 to now, when I'm see in between that time, I can see big change, big progress in my practice. So even 45 years I'm trying to do this, still I have struggles and challenges and difficulties and problems. That means you are not late yet. So sometimes people asking, to make my life so peaceful, how long it takes? One day one woman running to the temple and somebody called her and said, Bhante Sujati is at the temple, go to the meditation Saturday morning. So she came to the temple first time. Are you Bhante? I said, yes, I am the one. And so then she asked me, so do you teach meditation today? I said, yes, I do. Okay, I want to be peaceful. I said, great, how wonderful. Then right away she asked me, how long it takes? Then I said, lifetime. Then right away she made her face and she's very disappointing. Very disappointing. Why? She doesn't want to make that commitment. Now think about, when I'm thinking, I made this 45 years commitment for my inner journey. It's not an easy job. So what you are doing today, coming to the temple, making this commitment for yourself, it is not an easy job. So that means if you are first timers in the temple, that means we are planting seed in your mind to be a Buddha. Now think about some people are sitting in the far away, you know, last row. I can see they are smiling and sitting there. So when your confidence level is getting better and better and better, what will happen to you? You are keep coming forward. Then you come, next week when you come to the second row. Then keep coming, then you come, so sitting on the front row. Then one day, you are sitting on my cushion. How beautiful that. Then not only that, then you are keep doing something more. Then you are keep going up. Then one day, maybe you are sitting on this altar. How wonderful. That is our growth. That means if you can sit there far away in the back row, that means one day you can sit there too. Why is that? Because him and you, there is no big difference. Because he is a human being. The Buddha is a human being. So therefore, your inner changes really helping the world to change. That's why I said be selfish. You know, people want to change the whole world, which you cannot do that. But when you are keep changing your inner world, you can help thousands of millions of people in the world. Now I am thinking, if I didn't become a monk, what will happen to my life? I'm always thinking, I have a family, wife, few children. Then I am doing the daily things like other people. Now think about, I become a monk. I have so many children. I have so many parents. I have so many fathers and mothers. I have so many brothers and sisters. I have one global, one family. I am paying attention to most of them. I cannot do everything, but I do that. So therefore, when you are practicing, not alone. You are connected to this world. So then what will happen when you keep doing that? You become very sensitive human being. When I'm using that word, sensitive human being, don't feel negative. You become so sensitive. You feel, you see, you hear what other people are going through. Then you really feel you want to help those people. But as I said, world is too big for you to change. But your inner world is a perfect size if you want to change the world. Other day, in the evening, somebody sent me a little video from Sri Lanka. So there is a little school girl, maybe she's 10 or 12 years old, very young. She was sitting in the classroom. Lunch break, everybody is eating. I can see somebody recorded this video from a phone. It is not well done. So then all the students are eating lunch. One girl putting her head down, using her pen, doing something. Then teacher walked to her and asked, "Dear, you don't eat?" She said, "No." Very quietly she said, "No." "Why, are you not hungry?" She said, Then teacher asked, teachers are very sensitive, teacher asked, "Do you have food?" She said, "No." Right? Then she's so quiet, very soft voice, she's saying no to everything. Then teacher is more concerned, then teacher asked, "Did you have your breakfast?" Then she was so shy, children are very honest. Then she said, "No, I didn't have breakfast." "Then you don't feel hungry?" Then I can see her eyes. She doesn't know what to say. Then teacher keep asking these questions. Then this girl said, "Why I didn't have breakfast? My mother didn't have any money to buy breakfast for me. Why I don't have lunch? My mother didn't have any money to buy me a lunch. So then this teacher was asking, are you okay to do the homework and school and all the studies? Then this little girl said, I don't have that many options. So then teacher asked her, what did you eat last night for dinner? My neighbor just gave me a little rice. I ate that last night. Now are you not hungry? Then she said, no, I am not hungry, but I don't think so. She is hungry, but she doesn't know what to do. Then teacher asked, how do you take care of yourself in this moment? Then she said, before I leave the house, my mother put some sugar into the water and mix it and gave to me to drink. She gave me to drink. So I had that sugar water, then I came to the school. So now think about, I'm very sensitive to those things, that's why I keep doing charities. Then I send a message to my friend. I really want to, you know, go and find that girl and family. I'm ready to help. Now I was thinking, how many videos, how many things we see. I know I cannot do everything for everybody. I cannot do that. But when I am practicing more and more and more, I become more sensitive what is exactly happening in the world. Then I become more compassionate to do more work to people. But when you are doing your compassion practice, you always think to yourself, how I am going to help you without hurting to myself. You know, most of people are very compassionate. They are acting upon that, you know, whatever they see, whatever they hear. But end of the day, they feel heavy, they feel drained. We call compassion fatigue. We all have compassion fatigue. I had that issue many years. Why every day I hear, I see things. Now I don't have that problem anymore. Why? I always thinking, after I help people, only thing I have to consider, I did it. Not suffer and not keep that anger, that frustration in my mind. It doesn't help me, it doesn't help them too. So my point today, when you are practicing really well, you feel deeply connected to yourself, then you always thinking, how can I help the world? And other thing, in the deeper teaching, when you are, now think about when I'm teaching to people, people really attaching to me. I don't like when people attaching to me, but when you are listening to me, when people have a respect, appreciation, which is wonderful quality. That means you appreciate more. Oh, Bhante, you are doing great. Thank you so much for doing this good work. Some people really get attached to me. It is too much for me. Sometimes people say, my monk. Right? Somebody invited me to moving to California in front of a couple of people. I know them many years. Then he said, Bhante, how about you are moving to Hollywood like 3 months? Hollywood. Then he said, I have everything for you to do. Lots of people need help there. So please come. Even before I say yes or no, there was another person next to me. She was so angry. And she was telling him, don't do that. This is my monk. This is my monk. Why you are taking my monk away? Right? Another situation, so now think about, that's not the real practice. Another person came to me, I'm almost ready to start the class, I'm sitting, so many people sitting in front of me. She just walked into me, sat down, little reveal, less clothes she's wearing, and sitting next to me, in front, almost sitting next to me, which is okay with me. But right away, she grabbed my hand and kissed it. Without even permission. Then I felt a little bit embarrassed in front of all pure intention. But I can see, then right away she said, I have to sit with my monk. Then people don't like that. is too much. Because I am not belong to somebody. I am not belong to a community. Even my mother said, you are not my son anymore. She said that to me, my face. You are not my son anymore. You are belong to the universe. Go and serve. So when you are practicing more and more, you feel close to the, your teacher or noble friend, noble teacher, whatever word you want to use, you feel close and restful, but you are not attaching to it, attaching to him or her. That's not good practice. Then you feel, now think about you come to the temple, him giving you guidance, then you feel so much love toward this temple. You really care about it. We are coming and supporting to the temple. We are doing all the voluntary work. So that means you are changing your inner self, then you are opening your heart to the outer world. Otherwise your practice is not going well. So that's how I see myself now. I'm really paying attention to myself, my inner work. That's the most important thing for me. I'm very selfish when I come to that. So even somebody say, you are going to lose this temple tomorrow. But I don't lose my practice. Maybe I lose the temple, but I don't lose my practice. It makes sense? You can lose everything in life, but don't lose your practice. One day, when you leave this world, not the money, not the wealth, not the people you bring into your life, you are not bringing them with you. One day when you leave this world, you are taking your peaceful mind, your love and compassion with you. Therefore, what I'm asking you today, your inner practice is really reflecting to your outer world. Like that king, he knows his practice really well. Now think about, because of his practice, he changed whole country. So therefore, what I'm asking you today, don't underestimate about yourself. You are a little Buddha. How beautiful that? Just smile. See, you are Buddha. That's why you are smiling. Okay, any questions, any thoughts? So you group from Geneva. So you have any questions? So tomorrow I'm going to take over your church in the morning. So they are visiting me today. Anybody has any thoughts? Oh, no problem, Becky. Yeah, thank you, thank you. So anytime you can bring your children and families and we are open. So when you go out, please go to our HUG, our Unity Healing Garden, Healing Unity Garden, ring the bell and call him for peace. Don't forget that, okay? Any other thoughts? Mm-hmm.
Because it is like a human condition that helps me remember that it benefits other people,
right,
when I say it that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mary, sharing this. Any thoughts? Yes.
What helps me when I come across people that touch my heart, that need help in some way, and if I can help them, I do. Sometimes I feel it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So I trust
the universal provider. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, he has something. Oh, thank you. How wonderful. So, one more thing I want to remind you. Now think about, you always thinking, oh, monks are here to teach. So, yes, we share our wisdom, what we practice. But you are part of that. So that means when you are practicing, when people walk, you know, regular people who, you know, now think about the Bill, for example. The day I started the meditation, he was there, right? So now so many regular people who come to the temple, even I am not here, if you see there are some new people, don't go and ask them, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? I know you are not asking those things. You know, don't ask those personal questions. Ask them, You know, tell them, thank you so much for coming to the temple. So how long you are coming to the temple? Do you need any help? How is your practice going on? So that means you become a part of my job. Now you can see what I'm telling you. Otherwise, I cannot focus. Now think about almost 100 people here. I cannot focus every single being here in this room. So you become part of that too. So therefore, always check on people, how they are doing, what they need. Are they comfortable here in this place? If they have questions, usually my nature, when people walk through this door, the way they behave, I know whether they are new or not. This makes sense? So regular people who come to the temple, they have to know, they have to be sensitive. Oh, they are new people, they need lots of help. So that's your job. That means you become a Buddha and you become a great teacher to the world too. Then we all become a part of our loving kindness army. You know, that's what I'm building, loving kindness army. Okay? Thank you. Any announcements?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. A few announcements here today. Our annual precept ceremony is approaching on Saturday, October 19th. The schedule has been posted online for required precepts classes and intense ceremony. And you can find any information about the temple, things going on right upon this wall. You get some QR codes. If you're all techie to do that, it gives you information on how much, when, where, all those great things like that. And as the baskets are going around, so other things that we have going on, we only have 2 weeks left of our farmers market and the wonderful Sri Lankan food that we do there. If you'd like to come out and support us, we will only be there October 12th and the 26th, and then the season is done. So only 2 more weeks left. And our big event is tomorrow, Art at the Temple fundraiser. This is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding and purchasing is live right now. You'll see up along here, we have all sorts of the artist campuses that you we have an artisan market, a silent auction for these campuses, raffle baskets, a live painting by Dave Pirogenius. Did I say that correctly? Yeah, it's supposed to be. Please forgive me. We'll be available for raffle and mini Reiki sessions. There will be a sound healing throughout the entire fundraiser. Head artists, raffle baskets, and more. We also have t-shirts for the event, which can be purchased in the gift shop. And if you'd like to go, you can check out the campuses afterwards. One thing that I would ask is, after meditation here, I need some help moving chairs and stands. So up these doors here, the red chairs that we're sitting here, we're going to try and facilitate them out there. The cushions are going to go up over here. We got some setup to do for all that. And that's all I have.
Okay. One last thing. So some people already asked me if they are new to Buddhist teaching, what we can read. So I really recommending this book, Buddhism Plain and Simple. You can get from our gift store. This is a really good book for the beginners. And also, if you are really into mindfulness practice, Mindfulness in Plain English. This book also recommending. And also, this is another monk Bhante Sujata's empty happy happy book. If you didn't read this one, please read my book. It's an award-winning book. You can purchase from the bookstore. These are the recommendations I have. That's it, right, Rebecca? Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much, everybody, for coming, and I hope to see you, everybody, tomorrow for the art festival. Okay. Please stand up.